Yeah, I never thought of coaching seriously full-time whatsoever. But it's just, to be coaching the Stormers in this competition based at DHL Stadium, it's fantastic. Yeah, it's gone better than I thought.
Hello, welcome to Dan's Got Change with Brian Droggers. Another season of the Dan Nicholls Show rolls on. A show that has had a rather multi-talented guest or two on it. And today's guest fits that space very nicely indeed. Because not only is he an extremely successful rugby coach, but he is also an acclaimed novelist. John Dobson, welcome. Lovely to see you.
You too, Dan. You're looking good.
It's an interesting pair. I did some research. I could not find another acclaimed rugby coach who also has a handful of published novels. I would imagine that the two spaces, although they seem rather different, probably work quite nicely in terms of one gives you a break from the other from time to time.
So that is literally exactly it. Because the worlds are so different, and I think in coaching, we're worrying about the team and the state of the team and the opposition. Whereas writing, as bullish as it is, my books, it gives you, it's fun. You buy yourself, you can be creative. That's probably why I've got to taper it down a little bit, because as the rugby becomes more prominent, you aren't allowed to say some of the stuff I used to say in my books.
And the rugby certainly has become prominent. You are head coach of one of the world's best known, best loved teams. In terms of your coaching journey, have you gone further down the road than you might once have imagined?
Definitely. I played that club sort of 14, 13, we got a few games in the first, and then started the journey going down seconds, thirds, fourths, which I think our paths crossed somewhere around the thirds or fourths up at UCT. And as I was going down, and then I got to the fifths, I think. And then I thought, okay, well, I'll try and help them a little bit and become a player coach because I talked so much and did so little.
You're effectively playing in two competitions at the same time and trying to manage that process. How daunting has that challenge been?
Yeah, I think also at Western Province, we've had our own challenges, which are well documented. And then, going into this to a new competition, which is out of sync with the international one, we've never played at Rodney Parade. And then we got a Curry Cup on at the same time. And we still, you know yourself, Dan, that the Curry Cup and those blue and white hoops have got 140 years of history and massive heritage. So we can't just belittle the Curry Cup. So balancing both is tricky. And we're not doing it with great success, but at least we're getting some young talented exposure in the Curry Cup, which is good.
You're also getting to see a little more of the world. Not that long ago, the DHL Stormers would have been up and down Australia and New Zealand. Now it is the Northern Hemisphere. Away from the actual rugby, just getting to explore some great European cities, see some different countries. How much fun has that been for you and the squad?
That's been fun. I think the guys are loving that experience, A, because of the novelty, and secondly, it's just, we're lucky to go. Our first trip was we had 10 days in Treviso, just outside Venice. And myself and the analyst, Human Cricket, decided our maximum weights, or our goal to pick up in weight on that tour was 5 kilos. That's what we were allowed to budget it. And it was a month tour. On week 7, we hit our goal. Day 7, we hit our goal. The first week in Venice. Yeah, the guy had pizzas, beers, Guinness, out in Ireland, out in Wales. It's just, we were Scotland, Ireland, Italy. I mean, it's something that people do on a well-planned retirement holiday. And no, it's absolutely brilliant. It's just not good for the body.
Well, you're wearing it well, and I think those life experiences will be invaluable, even if they come at the cost of a couple of extra kilograms. What about this team that you have and the philosophy around it? The time I've spent with you and with your squad, I find a very happy group of people, and I find what seems to be a very close-knit group of people. They're perhaps not quite as many of the rock stars as one or two other teams might have, and yet as a unit, you seem to have created something that's working incredibly well.
The thing I stress most about is trying to make a tight, happy group. And it's not only comes from me. I mean, the other coaches, the senior players, a guy like Stephen Kitzel, who is an extraordinary leader in that. And he's, crosses all back. He's a very good unifier, as is Tamar Marat. We have lost just the truth. We've lost guys like Bongi and Bonambi, Sia Khaleesi, Peter Steph Tatoi. These aren't small players. And you go back another year, Damon Delenda, Eben Etzebeth, Cheslin Colby. But what we have worked on then is, and we've got in players who perhaps have been written off, finished somewhere else, but we've made it quite high, quite tight, quite happy, as you suggest. The guys want to play for each other, and I don't know, just seem to be a group that's just going to keep working and keep fighting, and it's a really exciting journey to be part of. It's almost more fun and more rewarding than having the sort of Galacticos, just because these guys are so bought in, so desperate. It's thoroughly enjoyable at the moment for us.
Well, the results from the AHL Stormers suggest that it is clearly working. It's a fun team to watch play and clearly a fun team to be playing in. Dobbo, thank you for giving us some time this morning, telling us some stories. And it leads me just to ask, when can we expect the next novel?
The world's changing, Dan. It's going to have to wait till I'm fired, which could change quickly. But the year of the beetroot's written. It's just got to be pushed. We've got to push print. But I think we'll wait until I'm not. Less risky.
Well, the current format could be a few years away, but we shall wait excitedly either way. John Dobson, good luck with the rest of the season, and thanks very much for being part of Dan's Got Change.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me. Cheers, man. We'll do that.
So there we go. Next time you watch John Dobson scribbling away on a pad of paper at the side of the field, is he working out what the tight five are doing wrong, or is he adding a chapter to the year of the beetroot?